Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I think we're ready to go. I mean, I don't know what lies behind door number four. Fourth time. I'm kind of afraid of it, to be quite honest with you, but I'm also excited for it. What a wild, wild. You know, run of emotions here, right? And the anticipation of it all. Now, let's just be honest, right? That's what it is here. On a Buffalo Football Friday, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in. I'm Sal Capaccio. And, of course, Football Friday here on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. Let's do this, okay? A couple things. Because I'm all over the place. I'm so all over the place. I literally poured myself a cup of coffee and then walked into the studio and left the coffee in the bistro. Like, I'm messed up today. I'm just all over the place. I got to be the calm one here. But how can you? You have no control over it. I'm not playing. I'm not coaching. You out there. Maybe someone out there is playing and coaching. Who's listening? It is tough. It is nerve-wracking. I mean, I felt this last week, too. And I've said all week, and I said last week, give me to Sunday, I'll be fine. Like, get me to Sunday, on the field, the game starts, I'll be fine. I'll be all right. Because then it's a game. Then it's work. You're doing your job. You're in the moment. You just got to kind of focus on what's the task at hand. Task is at hand. It's the unknown. It's the visions of the two extremes that have got me all twisted up this week. And I think I might speak for a lot of you when I say that the same way, right? Which is the vision of the two extremes. What if it's a win? What if it's a loss? How does it all shake out either way? So let's kind of do that and talk about it today. That's what we need to do. So here's what I want to do today. 803-0550 is the number. 716-803-0550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Give a call. It's a Friday. I want to do an emotions check. I want to get your confidence. I want to get your concerns about this game. That overall. Tell me what your confidence is. Tell me what your concerns are. But more than anything, I'm looking for a an emotions check. How you're gonna deal with it? Where you are? Are you good? Are you like, yeah, dude, I'm good. Like, it doesn't, you know, I mean, hey, it's there's bigger things in life, right? I mean, no one's saying there's not here, by the way. But this is a sports talk radio station. This happens all the time. You make these things out to be big deals, and we're talking about it. Well, yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of other things going on in life. Of course there are. But we do sports talk here. That's what we do. And we're invested in our teams. And our team here in Buffalo is 60 minutes, four quarters away from playing for a Super Bowl and World Championship. And they have this big, bad Goliath in front of them, the evil Chiefs that have stood in their way for the most part for the last 4 years. And they have that, they have all the bling. They got all the rings, the Lombardis, the MVPs, all that shiny stuff that we've always wanted. And we don't have any of that. And we want it. We want it for a long time. And all we have is heartbreak and misery and what ifs over the years. But things change in sports, right? Because guess who had all of that before? The Chiefs had that at one point. The Chiefs had that. You know, up until, I mean, yes, they did win Super Bowl IV. I get that. 1970, I wasn't even born. But up until they actually broke through and won in 2020, that was also the Chiefs. The Cleveland Cavaliers had that. LeBron James won it. I was reading, I'm going to give credit to Tim Graham of The Athletic. He wrote a great piece and he was going through some of these. And so that would trigger my mind. Like, it doesn't have to be in perpetuity that you always fall short. You can be the one that actually does win, because that's sports and that's life. I remember growing up, Denver was like this all the time. The Broncos can't win because, you know, you have Kelly and Elway and Marino and all these great 83 quarterbacks, the 83 quarterback class, and Kelly loses. Well, first it was Elway who lost 3 out of 4 in 86, 87, 89. And then it's Kelly who loses 4 in a row, 90 through 93. Marino who gets to 1 and loses, never gets there. And it's like, yeah, like they'll never do it. And then guess what happened? One of them actually did it once and then twice. It was John Elway at the end of his career. Like, it does happen. And then guess what happened with Denver? As soon as they win that, then they go on to win some Stanley Cups. Like, bam, like the floodgates just open. It doesn't have to be in perpetuity. They can be the team to do it. My deal is, I am twisted, really twisted, talking, thinking about, trying to not think about. That's what it is. It's trying to not think about, but having to think about the two extremes on Sunday. 9:30 p.m. Eastern, basically, right? 8:30 p.m. Central, where the game is. I'm going to be on that field, and it's going to be like a celebration and party that I've never been a part of in my professional life. Or it's going to be like it was in 2021, not 2020 for me. I'll get into that in a second. 2021, when they lost after having a lead with 13 seconds and walking off the field and looking. And me, I will never, ever, ever forget watching Josh Allen walk off alone and looking over and seeing all the cameras around Patrick Mahomes and following around. I mean, that image is striking. It is burned, seared into my memory. Seeing Jordan Poyer crouch down, emotional, walking past him. Looking at Devin Singletary on the bench, arms to one side or the other of the bench and leaning back with his head on the bench. I'll never forget those scenes. And this year, I think about what if it's like that again? And I don't want to think about that. But then I think about, what if it's the other way? Because here in the professional side, there's two parts of this, the personal side, the professional side, right? In the personal side, like, you get all these emotions and tripped up. I grew up here and went through the 4 Super Bowls and all that. The professional side, I got to prepare. We got to prepare. Like, we have to do a broadcast, and then we have to prepare for contingencies on what if it's a loss, what if it's a win? And there's celebrations that happen afterwards. How do we handle that? What do we do? And I'm thinking, am I allowed to even think like that? I have to be prepared. I hate the fact that I even have to, like, plan for it because I don't want to, but I do want to, right? That's what's getting me twisted up. I mean, as Greg Harvey, our incredible engineer, executive producer, Buffalo Bills Radio Network, in the booth with us, said to me this week when I texted him about all this stuff, he said, "Sal, I don't believe in jinxes, but I do believe in pre-planning and being prepared." And that really made my mind feel a little bit at ease. So from the professional side, I think about that. What's it like here? Afterwards, coming back, 3 a.m, the airport, Monday morning, on the radio, like all of that. It's just so hard to think about the two extremes and not get so twisted up, because that's where I am right now. And I want to know where you are with all this. 803-0550. We will have Sean McDermott today for his weekly Friday radio interview, and it will be at about 10:45 today. Normally it's about 11. We're going a little early today, about 10:45 with Coach McDermott. He'll give us an update on injured players and where they stand right now. We're monitoring, obviously, a few guys, 4 notably. Taylor Rapp, who hasn't practiced in a couple of days with his hip injury. Christian Benford, who's still in concussion protocol. Matt Milano, who's been limited with his hamstring. And Taron Johnson, who showed up limited on the injury report yesterday with his shoulder. So those are the 4 that we are monitoring. All defensive players, obviously. I mean, we can get into the breakdown of this game. We can get into the X's and O's. I have no problem doing that. I have some confidence in that. I have some concerns in that. That's not what today is really about for me. I can do it. We can do that. I'm sure we'll talk about those kinds of things. Today is, to me, about it's a heat check, if you will. It's an emotion check. It's a how do you deal with it? What are you going to do? Where are you? Let's talk through this together. I need you today. Like, you need me sometimes. You say, I need you after a game or before a game. Well, I need you today, too, to work through this with me. All right, so let's do it together. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. We're going to start it off in Texas with Clover. Always appreciate you listening and calling, Clover. What's going on?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, bigger things in life, but the Bills are part of our lives. So it is a big moment. Very excited. Can't wait to hear your voice on the sideline. I'm excited for you. It's going to be really special being there. I love hearing you on the radio shows. I heard you on DA and Babchick this morning. Those guys are so funny. That was great. But I love that how you've been talking about the job Coach McDermott's been doing this year. Just a great job. And I think, you know, the pinnacle was last week's game, because we heard all week how they're going to stop Henry and Lamar, and it was a total chess match. I mean, everybody's got the players, the talent, but it just came down to the coaching and the execution. And I thought he did a brilliant job. And I heard you talk about how he's very confident. And I was wondering if part of that is the vision that he had for the team is finally, you know, coming through. Because I even remember a couple years ago when I think it was a Jacksonville loss. Daboll was still here. And he looked so upset at the post game, saying, "We need to run the ball, right?" And now we're running. We have a great run game now. So I'm wondering if that's, like, part of, you know, why he is so confident, because this team is actually, you know, doing the things he envisioned, you know, at a high level.
Yeah, I think that it comes down to the fact that they're more balanced than they have been. They don't have to have Josh put on the cape, you know what I mean, Clover? Like, that's been,
yeah,
it's been kind of the mantra, the talking point. And I'm not saying it's not wrong at times over the years, maybe not as much as people like to say it is, but truly, you know, a team that can win on the ground with an offensive line, not making mistakes. And I think that's been the difference of what you're talking about. As far as Sean McDermott, I mean, look, you're going to have your segment of Bills fans always. I don't know how true this truly is, but it feels like there's a pocket of Bills fans that actually would prefer them to lose to tell you how much that they've been right about Sean McDermott. Does that make sense? right? You know what I mean? Yeah. And I hate that. I hate that, right? Like, yeah, it, right? But there's a pocket of Bills fans who are just waiting to tell you why the coach isn't the right coach, and they've been right about him all along, and they hate the fact that they'd rather be right than be happy, and that bothers me. But that's not the logical, realistic fan, and I've had to remind myself of that, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah. And Sal, you do a great job dealing with those callers. I mean, I remember somebody calling about a draft last week. I'm like, oh, gosh. So
that's
you do a great
good.
Job.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to have that element, but you do a great job. You're a true professional. I hope you have an amazing time. Get some great barbecue, safe travels. Enjoy every second. And I'll be listening on Sunday.
Thank you, Clover. I appreciate that. Yeah, so in 2020, I've said this before on the radio as we've gone on here, which is we didn't call the game from the stadium. So Murph was still doing play-by-play. Steve Tasker did color that year because Eric couldn't travel due to COVID. It was the COVID year. But we did all the games from the Buffalo Bills radio booth where we do our home games. We had monitors. We couldn't travel. It was COVID. And I wasn't at that game. I don't know. Again, so that's why I say, like, I don't know what the protocol is and the process. And, you know, that, of course, that night was a celebration for the Chiefs and a trophy celebration and a presentation on a stage and how all of that worked. I didn't witness that. I didn't see that. I think back in the day when I was a kid, when I was going to games as a fan growing up in my teenage years, the Bills went to the four Super Bowls and they played one, two, three of those years. They played the AFC Championship game at home. And if I remember right, the trophy celebration was always in the locker room, done for TV. It was never on the field. Now it's changed. That's why I talk about the professional side. It's way different to think about that. All right, let's get more to your phone calls here. Let's go to Austin in Tonawanda. Hi, Austin.
Hey, good morning, Sal. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, so first thing, wanted to shout out Tim Graham. Glad you brought him up. You came into one of my classes at Canisius and spoke, so always memorable, and I believe it was for Tim's class, so
yeah.
I'm glad you brought him up. But anyway, you want to talk about vibes, you want to talk about the feeling this week in Buffalo, and I mean, I think Monday, Tuesday, I was in this, like, anxious state and kind of, like, you know, still coming down from the game, not really knowing how to feel, and as the week's gone on, we've gotten all this snow, there's been distractions, this and that. Now it's Friday, we're here, like 5 o'clock today, everybody gets out of work and you're like, okay, a couple more days, here we go.
Yeah.
So I think that you can talk about the X's and O's, you can talk about how they did well last week, you can talk about how you have to go into the game and do this and that, but really it's you're one step away. And if we all, you know, want to rally together and try and have the positivity, that's the only kind of mindset I've been trying to have all week, but it's like, you know, if you think about statistics, okay, this is the fourth time. Come on, we got to go beat the bad man. So it's like, let's go do it. Let's get it done. And, you know, I hope for all of the Bills fans that are traveling that it happens because they deserve it. And, you know, we'll be ready with open arms when they make it back and we can, that's all we can do. So that's kind of how I've been feeling this week, and hopefully they can get it done for us.
Yeah, thanks, Austin. Keeping it positive. I like that mindset for sure. Chris in Maryland. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Chris? Oh, that's Chris.
Yeah, it's all right, buddy. I'm Sal. You're Chris. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't called you in a minute. My son always asks. He's like, yo, you call it? I say almost every game. I say, no. And I said, you know what? I'll call today. I'm not big on superstition, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to just wait till the end of the year. You know, and just go from there. But I say this, the way I felt going into the Ravens game last week, normally I'm pretty anxious. I was anxious for Broncos game because I was like, I don't know which Bills team is going to show up. Like, I was like, okay, are we going to come out flat? Are we, you know, how are we going to cash? So the game was over, fine. We got to the Ravens. That whole week, I was actually pretty even keel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, it's not good. I was telling people here because everybody's, you know, either for the Ravens or Washington, but a lot of people talking trash to me. And I don't do a lot of trash talk, but I told them, I said, I don't know if they thought it was going to be a blowout like it was before. I said, it's not going to be the same game. Well, we got out of there, we got the W. I feel a lot the same this week. I'm calm. I'm normally not. So usually when I feel that way, I can almost count 100% of the times we win.
All right.
So I just this is a good year for us to try to get Kansas City in the playoffs, because as much as they're the boogeyman, to some. We got to play well. But they're not that strong as people are really putting them out to be. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know, Kelsey had a good game last week, but that's not a guarantee he's going to have one this week. We don't know.
It's a different team for Kansas City for sure, Chris. Thanks for the call. Miss you, man. Thanks. No problem. Don't be a stranger, buddy, okay?
Oh, I won't. I'll be back.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you. Let's go to David in Buffalo. Hi, David.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good fellow Shoshone coach calling in today.
I love it.
Just wanted to say, on paper, I am so confident this team beat the Chiefs earlier in the season. The Chiefs aren't the same team they are. But, you know, I grew up a Mets fan. And I had to deal with all these Yankee kids when I was in high school. And Derek Jeter, on paper, you know, not a superstar stats besides his 300 average, but always comes in clutch. And I feel the same way with Mahomes. He might have a down year, but this team always comes in clutch and always comes and finds a way to defeat our Bills. And I feel like in order to be successful, we just got to come out swinging. We've got to run that score up so that they don't have a chance to have some sort of fourth quarter miracle that just dooms us again.
Yeah, you play till the end here, no matter what, and I agree. Like, I've envisioned it, David, where this team gets into the fourth quarter with a lead and what that looks like and just trying to hold on to it, right? And you can't just hold on to it. You just have to keep playing. You keep playing until it gets down to zero, and yeah, we've seen it end differently before, but, you know, I agree. Like, what is it? If you're down in the fourth quarter, you have Josh Allen, you feel confident? I don't know, because, you know, it's the Chiefs. If you're up in the fourth quarter, you feel confident? I don't know, because they have Patrick Mahomes, right? You can go either way on that. Thanks for the call, David. Bob in Syracuse. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Sal. So I'm kind of like you in the sense where I've had a lot of scar tissue over the years because we went through the four straight Super Bowl losses. And so as a lifelong Bills fan from the early, late 70s all the way to the, drought, so to speak, we had in the 80s to the 90s. And then, you know, I was thinking back yesterday, I'm like, you know, what was my most enjoyable time as a Bills fan? And throughout all the playoff losses and the Super Bowl losses and all those championship games that we won, I would say it had to be the drought-breaking game. I don't think I've ever been more excited as a Bills fan. And to be honest with you, during the drought, I didn't even think about this team ever really truly being competitive again before McDermott, Bean, and Terry Pegula bought the team. So I just wanted to be entertained at that point. So to come from that moment as a Bills fan and that exuberance to this point in time, it feels just a little bit different than it did any other year. So I'm just hoping, you know, at the end of the day, none of us have any impact on the outcome, and we have to accept it if it doesn't happen, and we can just hope for the best. But it just feels a little bit different.
So. Yeah, and listen, I go back to that drought-breaking game, and there was not even a Josh Allen on the team yet, you know, Bob? You know what I mean? And, you know, how could you envision them getting to this point? I think, you know, you knew the foundation was there, and that was a great night. It's a great example, Bob, what you just brought up of, for 17 years, we're like, it's never going to happen. And then it happened, right? I mean, it can happen. It can. You have to remember that it's life. Those things do happen. There's really no actual, like, outside force saying you're not allowed to go beat the Chiefs and go to the Super Bowl. That's not true. I'm going to keep telling myself that, by the way. Danielle in Orchard Park. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Hi. So the last time that the Bills had a big run, I was a little girl. I was about 7 years old. I have six uncles. They're huge Bills fans. And then for the longest time, you know, we were in the drought. And my message and, like, the vibes around my house and my family and friends is just to, like, enjoy the ride a little bit. Like, will we be bummed if we lose the game? Of course. Do I think we're going to win? I don't know. It feels like it. And I know that's silly to say, cause it's just a feeling. But this was a team that wasn't even supposed to, win the division, and we're about to play to be in the Super Bowl. I just think people need to remember that. I think sometimes when you're so close to a team and you're such a huge fan, it's hard to zoom out a little bit. So I guess my message, and, you know, even like I have I have small kids that are really excited, is like, if it doesn't come out with a win, like, enjoy the ride. Like, we're one game before it, and it's been an incredible season.
Yeah, hey, it's a great perspective. There are only four teams playing, right? Everybody else is talking about, I mean, look, what you got, new coaches, new GMs. We're not in that boat, and that's really nice. It'd be great to win, but it's a great perspective to have, Danielle. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. One more. Let's go before we go to the break. Let's go to Bonnie, and it says South Dayton. Is that a thing? Is there a South Dayton and a North Dayton and an East Dayton and a West Dayton?
Good morning, Sal. How are you?
I'm good.
South Dayton, and then there's Dayton.
Okay. All right. We got South Dayton and Dayton. You're in South Dayton. I appreciate you calling. What's up?
I just wanted to call and say, even though I'm a Steelers fan, and I'm sorry to say that, but my whole family are Bills fans. They are huge Bills fans. Even my brother, who passed away in 2019. And from then on, I have been rooting for the Bills wholeheartedly for my brother. And I just feel like this year is going to be their year. I just feel it, and I pray that they are going to be there. I mean, Josh is amazing. And that's all I wanted to say.
So it's all great. Thank you for listening out there in South Dayton. And, no, we appreciate your perspective from the outside. Many, many people who aren't Bills fans are rooting for the Bills to beat the Chiefs because they're just tired of the Chiefs, right? I think that's part of it too, Bonnie. I know. Thank you very much, for sure. I really appreciate the phone call. All right, we're going to take a timeout, but I got a couple things before I do. Number one, in case you haven't heard, we are live on YouTube now. Now, not this show. It's the AM show and the PM show, all right? So if you go, there's a WGR 550 YouTube handle, right? Is it just WGR 550, Josh? Is that where you go?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay,
you can actually find it on all the tweets this morning, have the links to that,
so,
and you can watch stuff back.
So go to the tweets and things like that. Just find it, WGR 550. Jeremy and Joe were live this morning. We got Owen Parker in here, who's doing a great job producing that show on the video side. I would call you Little Bulldog, but you are the bigger Bulldog, to be quite honest with you, right? So Owen's producing that show, but we're live, all the shows. And here's why that's cool. All right, because, yes, you can use the app, and if you're used to that, that's great. You can put us on the radio when you're driving around. If you want, you can also just turn on YouTube and listen without watching. You can watch us. You can listen without watching. It's really cool. And you know who this is even more the most awesome for to me? Hello, Canada. Hello, Canada. We've missed you. You have not been able to listen to us on the app. I get emails and texts and tweets and calls. How come the Odyssey app doesn't work in Canada? Guess what? You don't have to worry about that anymore. We're back, baby. We're in Canada. You can go on YouTube and listen to us and watch us. So thank you to our Canadian friends. I know it didn't work out for the Sabres last night in Canada, but it's working out for us. We will take a timeout here, and of course that means we'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott coming up at 10:45. All right, let's get back out to the phone lines now on a Buffalo Football Friday on WGR. Margo in Buffalo. Hi, Margo.
Good morning, Sal.
Hi.
So I was 21 when Machine Gun Kelly and the boys took us to the four Super Bowls. 55 now. I got through it. 17-year drought. Got through that. So no matter the outcome Sunday, emotionally, I don't know how I will feel, win or lose, because this year has been different from years past. If the outcome is not what we want, I just want the Bills Mafia to remember, no one wants this for us more than this team, more than Josh Allen, more than the rest of America, honestly, to be honest. And the adversity that this team had before the season even started has just shown what this team means for the Mafia, bringing a Super Bowl to this city. And honestly, I wasn't even that nervous during the Ravens last week. I was more nervous about Denver. And I'm not so nervous about Kansas City, because I believe that we have a better team. It's been proven all season. But you don't know what's going to happen. in this game especially because of the history of the two rivalry. I don't – just remember, win or lose, they don't want this than anything but for a Super Bowl.
No, I get it. How are you doing? You doing good today then? You all right? Your emotions all right? You feeling okay?
You know what? I did have a cry this morning on my way to work. It was kind of weird. And then talking to one of my coworkers, we shared a story, and I had to get up and leave just because I don't want it to sound ridiculous that I'm so emotional about it. I really haven't slept good the last couple of days, and it's always on my mind. I'm just very preoccupied. But we'll know soon enough.
Yep.
Like Sean said, you know, I guess we'll find out.
That's right.
But I believe the team is ready. They're ready for this game. They've taken it one game at a time. It's held true. And I believe in them. So no matter the outcome, I bleed the Bills. And I always will. So,
well, listen, Margo. Take a deep breath. You and me and people listening, we have no control over what happens, and you have to remember that. And you know, and obviously, it's a pretty wide range of outcomes here. But you know, enjoy, relax, and just know that once Sunday comes around, you can watch your team and let it play out. You know what I mean?
Right on, Sal.
Thanks, Margo. I appreciate it.
Don't stop believing.
I got it. I appreciate your call, Margo. Thank you. Speaking of Sean McDermott, the Bills head coach, he's going to join us at about 10:45. So I want to take an early break here this hour. Normally, I don't break until about then, but we don't want to cut Sean off when he calls. Obviously, we want to give him time to talk up until the 11 o'clock hour. Also, it appears the Raiders are zeroing in on Pete Carroll maybe to be their head coach, according to several reports. So we'll see where that goes. Wow, Pete Carroll back in. I mean, he's 72, 73. I think he's, right? What? How old is Pete Carroll? I mean, he looks great for his age, by the way, and I'm sure he's very much
73.
In shape. 73, wow. Wow, good for him, man. We'll see how that turns out, but apparently that is the report that's coming out right now, Ian Rappaport and others, that could very well be the target for the Las Vegas Raiders. We will take a timeout here. We'll come back. Bills head coach Sean McDermott with a Friday injury report and more ahead of the AFC Championship game in Kansas City on Sunday. All right, welcome back here to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Sal Capaccio with you. We are awaiting Bills head coach Sean McDermott in just a little while. Scheduled to join us at about 10:45, which is creeping up at 10:45 right now. Our Football Friday, as always, here on WGR is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. So Sean McDermott's going to be calling, and it's a good time then to talk about coaches because there's been another hire. According to Adam Schefter, it is done now. We just told you a little while ago that the Raiders were apparently zeroing in on Pete Carroll, 73-year-old Pete Carroll. Well, apparently Adam Schefter says it is a done deal. 3-year deal for Pete Carroll to become the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, joining Tom Brady and, of course, Mark Davis, but Brady now a part of that ownership group. And Carroll, 3-year deal, a team option for a fourth, but either way, 73 years old. The deal will take him to he's 76, maybe 77 years old. He looks like he's in great shape. He still wants to coach. Obviously, he was with the Seattle Seahawks for many years. So I wouldn't be too hung up on the age, even though I mentioned it because I think it's unique. Unique to have a person who's at that stage of life to become the new coach of a team, not just continue coaching. But hey, Bill Belichick at North Carolina, right? He's in his 70s. We've seen that as well. Also, take a look at the AFC West coaches. Wow. As far as accomplishments, easily. I mean, blowing out of the water any other division total. You have three head coaches, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, and Pete Carroll, who all have Super Bowl rings. And you have one that has Jim Harbaugh, a national championship, and has been to a Super Bowl, an NFC championship. That's incredible, right? When you think about it. Even if you removed one person, you could make the argument they still have the most accomplished, even if you removed Andy Reid, you can make the argument that that division has the most accomplished coaches in the NFL overall.
I'm trying to think. I don't even know if there's a division close.
Well, Harbaugh and Tomlin.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that I was looking at that. You're right.
That's probably, off the top of my head, that's probably the next closest.
I mean, what are we looking at here? Dallas, I'm looking at the Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago, no. Tampa, Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans. All none of them. I mean, the West, the NFC West, does have Sean McVay, and it does have Kyle Shanahan, but Shanahan's never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say, he hasn't won anything.
No. Nope.
He's got to win something.
I mean, I would think the AFC North would be the only one that even has multiple Super Bowl champion head coaches, right? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. I'm just looking at the top of my head. I think that's it. This one has three, and one with a national title in college. So, and look, you want to stop the Kansas City Chiefs? Okay, well, here's your first step. You got coaches in the division that could try and do it, right? It's so funny. You know, the Chiefs and the Bills and this talk about, oh, they didn't get the one seed. Oh, my God, they can't get the one seed. And I'm thinking here a couple of weeks ago, well, how about one of you teams in the West step up? How about you stop them from winning all those divisional games to stop them from getting the one seed? That would help, too. It's not just, this shouldn't always be on the Bills and the Ravens and the Bengals to do it, or the Steelers, whoever. You know, I mean, beat this team once in a while in your division, will you? They win it free and clear by, you know, 15-2 in the last week they rested players. They're hosting their seventh straight AFC championship. Their seventh straight AFC championship. It's unbelievable. I believe, I have to go back and look, the Patriots went to eight straight. I said hosted. They're in their seventh straight. Of course, they went on the road and won last year to Baltimore. But the Patriots were in eight straight championship games. The Chiefs in seven. What did they do before that? Lost in the wild card. Lost the divisional. Didn't make the playoffs. I mean, it's been a great run. Whew. But how about look at their winning the division. I mean, they won 11 games last year and won it. But they've won the division for, what, nine straight years? Let me see. Since 2016, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Before that, they were second in three consecutive years. How about somebody in the West step up a little bit here, okay, will you? Maybe that'll help take care of the Chiefs instead of relying on the Bills and the Ravens or the Steelers, whoever else, to do it all the time. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. As soon as we have Bills head coach Sean McDermott, we will bring him to you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let me just kind of reset and go back to what I opened the show with, and that is emotions. My emotions are totally twisted. Howard Simon just walked in the studio. Are your emotions totally twisted right now?
No,
about this
I'm
game?
Fine.
Yeah. How are you, buddy?
Bring back a win.
Thank you. All right, there you go. We will now. Howard just gave me a hug. You can't see it. We're not on video, but we are on audio, and I'll let everybody know. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate the hug. Howard came in, gave me a hug. He left. I feel much better now. My emotions have settled down because Howard Simon gave me a hug. I mean, that's really what today is about. I mean, all the X's and O's, these teams know each other, folks. They know each other. I mean, they're playing, what, they're the ninth time since 2020, I think it is? You know how many times the Bills have played the Jets? 10 in that time period. The Dolphins, 10. The Patriots, 11, right? Because they played the playoff game against them. Or the Dolphins actually would be an extra one because they also played in the playoffs. But you get the point. I mean, they know each other like they know division opponents. There's no secrets here. I asked Cam Lewis about that in the locker room. Like, Cam, I said, is this, hey, we know you, you know us, there's no secrets, just go play ball. He said, yeah, basically, but they're going to have wrinkles. They'll have wrinkles, and that's right. And the Bills will have wrinkles too. You know, what are those wrinkles? What do the Bills do a little bit differently offensively? What do the Chiefs do a little bit differently defensively? And on the other side of the ball for both teams, what do they do differently, right? There will be things like that. I asked you earlier what your emotions are like. I also asked you for your confidence and your concerns. And a lot of you tweeted in. That's getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Oh, yeah, you're right. Two coaches with national championships. Pete Carroll. Thank you, William. That's great. Great, great, great to point out. Pete Carroll. Thank you, William. He won a national championship at USC. My gosh, the rings and the championships in the AFC West are incredible. They really are. Thank you, William, for that. I really appreciate that. Trying to read some of these responses. Tara says, I'm excited, quietly confident. They're as healthy as they've been in the McDermott era for a game like this. The only concern, the sports girly says, is Joe Brady. He's been cruising in our Ferrari, and I need him to take him racing on Sunday. Yeah. I mean, I guess that would be like how you want to play it with Josh Allen, but, you know, the formula has worked. I understand. Aaron says slightly more confident than going into the Ravens game, but I feel like something blankety blank is going to happen with the refs. Yeah, that's been a talking point. And, you know, I'll be honest. Somebody asked me this week, a friend of mine said, hey, you've been on these Kansas City radio programs this week, right? Like, what's the confidence level? What are they talking about? And you know what I said? I said, you know what's funny to me? And this is true. Mike Rizzo, by the way, my buddy Mike, says, cautiously optimistic. Thanks, Mike. I said, you know what is interesting to me? And this is true. So I have been on Kansas City radio this week, just like I have been other radio stations, national, other markets. A couple times I've gone on Kansas City radio this week, they've asked me about what Bills fans and the Bills players, whoever, think about the referee narrative and the calls. And I think that's fascinating that they're in Kansas City thinking about and asking about how everybody else is viewing it from the outside. Are you worried about the refs? Do you guys believe in this stuff? And I'm like, you know, I mean, my response is, yeah, I mean, of course, Bills fans have it in their head. I don't think players do, but I said players are more concerned about, like, how much holding this particular crew calls, how much defensive pass interference this particular crew calls, whatever. And it's a mixed crew, and it's Cleet Blakeman is going to be reffing. He has his some of his crew, some of others. That's how they do it in the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, it's a thing, right? We've all seen it. And I've played that thing in my head a few times, and I hate the way it looks. You get late in the game. I mean, even second quarter, right? There's a critical play, and, oh, you graze by Mahomes and there's some sort of flag. Like, I've seen that movie. I've thought about it. I've looked at it. I've visualized it, and I hate it every time, so I try not to. You know, but maybe all of the talk about the officiating situation and the fact that Blakeman's crew actually, like, if you look into some of the numbers, I think you could say, okay, you're not as worried about it with this particular crew, but you know, maybe there's a sentiment of, okay, you know, we've gone a little too far protecting Patrick. I don't know if they think that way. Who knows? And Josh has gotten his fair share of calls. And I'll take every one of them that comes this Sunday. I'll tell you that. Josh flops down and draws a call. You got it, baby. Go ahead. No, you ain't going to hear me complaining on Monday morning on the radio. That's for sure. I went back today. I was thinking about this. I don't know why I thought about it. But I did. This morning, I went back and watched the non-pass interference call in the Rams-Saints game. Remember that? Nickell Robey-Coleman? You remember that? Josh, I mean, it was so blatant.
Yeah.
Right? And he didn't even turn. He just makes a beeline for the receiver. Lewis drills him, and there's no flag. Peyton's screaming on the sidelines. And not only he didn't even look for the ball. He drills the guy early, and it's helmet to helmet, and there's no call. I remember all that. And I watched it all, I should say, today.
I just remember, like, for like 2 weeks afterwards, it was the first conversation you had about that game. It wasn't about what happened in the game, or it wasn't about, like, the outcome or anything like that, but it was just that right there, and, like, how to fix it and what next and everything like that. It was just, I don't want anything like that. You know, like, that's like the one of those things where it makes your game historic in the worst way possible.
Yeah, I'm being told, I'm still waiting on Sean McDermott. He's in a meeting right now, but he'll be coming aboard shortly. So I know that it was scheduled for 10:45. This is what happens. Hey, I'm totally cool with the coach in meetings today getting buttoned up for the Kansas City Chiefs. You want to wait a little bit? Just got to be while I'm on the air here, coach, okay? I'm totally cool with that, as you should be as well. So let's do this. Let's take a timeout. All right, we'll take a timeout right now. We'll come back. We'll have Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the other side with our Friday injury update and more as the Bills get set to take on the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead in the AFC Championship on Sunday.